I had a few experiences on the boats that were a little rough. I had a mate with me that lived in Cohoes, New York, and we were on the way up to Rochester, but the canal was high. It was 6 feet of water running over the Troy Dam, above normal. And he wanted to go up to Waterford to tie up to get easy access to go to Cohoes. So I didn't know. I was in bed. And I come up and I asked him, well, what are we doing here? Because there was units tied up below the Troy Lock. And he says, I figured we could make it up to Waterford and tie up there for the night. I said, be very careful, you know. There was a spillway ran out just above the Troy Lock at that time from the sewage. And he made the mistake of going out along the wall, and that sewage coming out of there and the high water started taking the barge around the corner of the lock. Mm. And because the lock tent asked him if he'd stay along the wall to clear the debris from the gates, that we'd go out over the dam. We wound up on the dam.
Oh.
I rode that barge down on the dam because my brother was a deckhand at the time, and I chased him over on the wall. And I said, I went over on the barge, climbed over the bow of the tug to get on the barge. And it's a good thing that the stern of the tug caught the abutments on the opposite side and broke the cable. Otherwise, she would have went down on the dam too, and she would have rolled over. Mm. You know, round bottom, you know. Mm-hmm. The bow, we wound up going down on the dam, and the barge captain, who was in bed, he came up, and I says, let's see if we can cut the anchor. If we can drop the anchor off the bow, she might catch and swing the barge around. Didn't happen. She started going up on that. Grinding noise like you never heard. Oh. Went up and hung there for a couple of minutes, and then she started going sideways. I says, Ole Hansen, his name was. I said, Ole, you know anything we can... She was loaded with high-tech test gas. And I said, the only thing we can do when she gets up and stops, jump out and get in the water, and we can swim down the Green Island, down
just
to the island.
Let it go.
Says, I can't swim, Walter.
Oh, my God.
So I stayed with him. And she stopped and swung around. She was there for 10 days. 5 tugs couldn't pull her off.
Wow.
I had to go out. I went out. I volunteered to go out 4 times because gas started leaking out of the valves because she was on an angle like this. Uh-huh. And then 4 o'clock in that next morning, the police chief comes up. They evacuated the whole town of Troy. All the barges that were tied down below, the crews took off on them because then if she had went over, she would have broke up and probably blown up half of Troy. And anyway, she didn't go over. She hung there. And they had to get Merton Chapman and Scott Derrick's up there. And they couldn't get it off. So they had to sink concrete things in the ground 3 miles above the dam and run cables down to the barge. And that pulled them off. They winched those cables. That was a big story up there.
Why 3 miles?
Because that's how long they had to run the cables from. They get the, you know, the width, the length of the, to pull the barge off.
Yeah, yeah.
They almost pulled the bits out of the barge. But, yeah.
The force of the water going.
Yeah, that's
out of the dam.
That was a big story. You know what they gave me as a bonus to go down on the barge? $200. When the company called me in the office and said, Walter, we got a bonus for you. I said, what's that? Well, because you volunteered to go down and cork. We had to go down with wooden hammers, corking. And where the valve stems come up out of the tanks, that's where the gas was coming from. So we had to go by. Ole Hansen, the captain of the barge, he went down with. You know how they got us off the barge? when the tug cleared up all the debris from the cables and everything, and your searchlight lines and everything, they put a rowboat on the end of a line, and they pulled out into the bow up to the stream, upstream, and they winched us down to the barge. And when we saw them doing that, no, nobody had phones or anything in them days. We're yelling at one another. And they winched us down, and we got in the rowboat, and then they pulled us back to the tug. Then the next day, when they found the gas leak, and then they asked for if I would go back down and see where the leaking was coming. We didn't know where the leaking was coming from until we got aboard the barge. We thought maybe the damage of the dam might have done something for the forepeak of the barge and that. And by any way, we went down and we caught them all up. We spent 3 days down there. And I got $200 bonus.